Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. If you were to look at the person sitting next to you, you wouldn't see it. You see the Easter best today, right? The press shirts, the floral dresses, the smiles shared over the alleluias. But I think every one of us walking into the sanctuary today through those doors carry something. Some of you are carrying a heavy luggage of a diagnosis that you didn't ask for. Others are carrying the sharp, jagged charge of a relationship that may have broken apart lately. Some carry the invisible, suffocating weight of guilt, the if-onlys, the what-ifs that keep you awake till that 3 a.m. hour. We're people who carry things. We carry things. We tuck them into our pockets of our hearts, hidden under the clothes of our public personas, hoping no one notices the bulge of our burdens. A few minutes ago, you heard Mary, who carried something very specific to Jerusalem. She didn't carry a sword for a revolution. She didn't carry a petition for mercy. She carried a piece of fabric. Imagine Mary standing there at the foot of the cross. The sky had turned an unnatural bruised purple. The ground had shaken and shivered. The breath of her son had slowed to a ragged, agonizing crawl. And in her hand, maybe tucked underneath her gown by her chest, possibly dampened by her sweat, dampened by her tears, is a rag. Simple rag. A Roman soldier, it was trash. To a religious elite passing by, it was a scrap of household linen. But to Mary, as you heard her say, she said, "I don't know why, but this time, when we came to Jerusalem for the Passover, I brought this with me." Something tugged at my heart as we walked out that day. Something told me that this little piece of cloth would comfort me for 33 years. That piece of cloth that Mary held, and I have right here. It was hid in a tiny little basket for 33 years. It was the first thing to touch the skin of God incarnate when he was born in Bethlehem so long ago. It was the fabric that held the creator of the universe when he chose to become small enough to fit in a feeding trough. We usually want the glory in Christmas, right? We like the angel, the star, the kings, but as we heard, Mary understood the mystery of the manger. And the mystery of the manger is that it was always indivisibly linked to the mystery of the mountain called Calvary. The cloth that wrapped him in the hay was the foreshadowing of that cloth that would wrap him in the tomb. Mary says something profound as well. "That night my heart fell in love with a baby and broke at the same time." And I think every parent in this room understands a fraction of this anyway. To love a child is to realize that you've allowed your heart possibly to walk outside of your body, if you will, vulnerable to every edge of the world. But for Mary, the break was much deeper. She remembered the words of old Simeon in the temple, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." And as she said, she knew she couldn't keep him. And isn't that the human condition as well? We try to keep things. We try to keep our youth. We try to keep our children safe from every hurt. We try to keep our lives under our control. We have those mementos, do we not? The locks of hair, the pictures drawn by their hands. If by hoarding the past, we can halt the inevitable march to the cross. But Mary realized the bitter, fruitful truth. If she had not lost her son that Friday, then she would have never found her Lord. Did you hear her say that? This brings us then to the core of the gospel message, dear friends. On Friday, on that Good Friday, which we just celebrated 2 years ago, a great exchange took place. Christ took our sins, he took our death, he took our rags. And in return, he gives us his righteousness, his life. He gives us his robes. Mary looks at the swaddling cloth and sees the beginning of the plan. She sees that the baby who needed to be wrapped by her was now the man who would wrap the whole world in his mercy. He died as her son, the boy that she bathed, the boy that she fed, the boy that she nurtured, but he rose as her Lord, as the God who saves us. And when she said, "My son died today, but my Lord was born today," she's not confused by the calendar. She's speaking about a spiritual reality. On the cross, the Son of Mary fulfilled the work so that the Lord of life could break the gates of hell itself. The cloth she held was a reminder of his humanity. It was a reminder how much he suffered, truly bled, and truly felt the cold of the air upon his skin as he was doing so. But the empty tomb that we celebrate today is the reminder of his divinity. That death could not hold the one who once wore this tiny little scrap, this little linen wrapped and lying in a manger. I feel like we're all like Mary. I don't know about you. We all carry things. We carry things close to our heart. Maybe we carry these things because we're scared to lose them. We carry relics of our past. We carry tokens of our identity. We carry burdens we were never meant to bear alone. What are you carrying this Easter? What have you carried into the sanctuary through those doors this day? What are you carrying this Easter? Maybe it's the linen of grief. Like Mary, maybe you've lost someone and the world feels a little colder this day. You carry the memory of what used to be. You carry the memory of how it used to feel, but you still got that weight in your pocket. Perhaps it's the rag of guilt that you're carrying today. That memory of a word spoken in anger, a promise broken, a secret shame. You've tucked it away where no one can see, but it kind of chafes your skin as you're tucking it away. Maybe it's the heavy cloak of anxiety that you're carrying today. You're worried about your health, you're worried about your children, you're worried about the crumbling world around us. You carry it because that you feel like if you're going to let it go, everything's going to fall apart and you're going to lose control. Mary carried this because she was afraid of losing her son. She clung to the physical reminder of his infancy because the reality of his ministry, his impending death, it was too much to face, so she hung on. And we do the same, right? We cling to our burdens because they're familiar. Our pain defines us. The worry gives us a false sense of that control in our lives. We carry these things to the tomb sometimes. Just as the women in Matthew's gospel carried spices to anoint Jesus, his corpse, his dead body. But as we look at those women in Matthew chapter 28, they came to the tomb carrying more than just spices. They came carrying that weight of despair. They expected the stone to be there, the seal to be still over the front of the tomb, and they expected to find a dead body. See what they were prepared to carry their sorrow for the rest of their life. Listen to the promise of Easter. You don't have to carry it anymore. When Jesus rose from the dead, the Gospel of John makes it very clear about these linens that he was wrapped on and how they were lying in the tomb. They weren't thrown about in a mess, the linens in the tomb. They were folded and they were left behind. And Jesus left the cloths of death behind so that you and I could leave our burdens behind. Mary kept her cloth as a reminder that she would see him again. And we too keep our reminders, the waters of baptism, as God's people, right? Our reminders. The waters of baptism, the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, these are our swaddling cloth. These are the things that we hang on to. They're the physical things as well that tell us, that tell you that God is here, that God was here, that God will be here today. Then the earth shakes. The angel, looking like lightning and clothed in snow, rolls back the tomb. And he doesn't roll back the tomb to let Jesus out. Jesus is already out, okay? He rolls back the tomb to let the women in. The angel says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, as he said." And in that very moment right there, the scraps that we carry are transformed, dear friends. Mary's realization is the turning point for every believer. She said this, I'll remind you, "If I had not lost my son today, I would not have been found by my Lord." Yeah, there's no doubt that Easter is about a man coming back from the dead, but it's about a God who's out looking for the lost. He found Mary Magdalene, found her right there in her grief, right in the garden, right outside of the tomb. He found Thomas in his doubt in that upper room. He found Peter. He found Peter in his failure by the lakeshore. And he finds you here today, in this pew today. He finds you in your ragged state today. He finds you under the weight of whatever you've been hiding, keeping close to your heart, like Mary kept the rag close to her heart that was from that cradle. And he says to you today, "Give it to me. I've carried the cross, dear friend. I surely can carry this for you." Mary said, "I miss my son, but I'll see him soon, and I'll keep this until then." Yeah, we live in the now, we live in the not yet, we live in the joy of the resurrection, but we still feel the sting of the world, do we not? We still cry, we still miss those that have died before us, we still hang on to those cloths, our memories, our faith, we hang on to them with a white-knuckled hope, do we not? But the message of the empty tomb is that the story doesn't end with a mother hanging on to a rag standing at a graveside. It ends in a feast. It ends with every tear wiped away. It ends with the Son of Mary and the Lord of Lords welcoming us home. So today, take whatever you're carrying, whatever it may be, the heavy, the broken, the secret, the sad, lay it right there at the empty tomb. Put it down. Let it go. Lose control over it. You don't have to hide it anymore. You're not defined by what you carry. You are defined by the one who carried the cross for you. And because he lives, dear friends, you will live also. You are found. You are forgiven. You are free. Today. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.